Welcome to In the Trenches with Dave Lapham, brought to you by First Star Logistics. And we're going to talk about the Jacksonville Jaguars, the upcoming opponent for the Cincinnati Bengals. But before we do that, I want to thank all you subscribers. I want to thank everybody that's listening, that's viewing, and new subscribers. Thank you very much. Hit that subscribe button on YouTube and be part of the growth. We are growing. Tell one, tell all your neighbors, all your friends. Tell them all about In the Trenches with Dave Lapham, brought to you by Four Star Logistics. We love each and every one of you. We appreciate your support. Without you, we're nothing. With you, we're something. And we really do appreciate it. Let's talk about the Jacksonville Jaguars here a little bit. This is a football team. Urban Meyer took over, and he's trying to rebuild the football team. They won their opener last year, and they lost 15 straight. End the season 1-15. They've lost their first three games this year. They are now 1-18 in their last 19 games. By the way, Pittsburgh Steelers in their last nine games, counting the playoffs, 2-7. Has the worm turned there a little bit? But this one, 1-18, you think, oh, just roll your helmets out there. You don't even have to show up to play this football game. That is the biggest concern that everybody has about this football game. You go on the road, beat a division opponent, the Pittsburgh Steelers, all the history, all the tradition, and you beat them by two scores. The Jacksonville Jaguars have lost every game this year by two scores, 10 points or more. They weren't up by nine, though, in the third quarter against the Arizona Cardinals. The Arizona Cardinals scored 21 straight points in the last 18 minutes of the football game to pull away. But Jacksonville, it's an NFL football team. They have professional football players. If you decide you're just going to roll your helmet out there on the field and show up, you're in trouble. You have to take this team seriously. There are 17 one-game schedules on this football season. And the Bengals right now are 2-0 in two of the one-game schedules, 0-1 in the other. They want to be 3-0 in three of the schedules and 0-1 in the other when this game is over. In other words, take the games one game at a time. Handle success. Come out and play like your hair's on fire. I don't care if this team is 1-18 in their last 19 games. Everybody's talking about, oh, it's going to be the battle of first picks of the draft. Trevor Lawrence and Joe Burrow. Trevor Lawrence is struggling. Trevor Lawrence has thrown seven interceptions, tied for most in the National Football League with another rookie, Wilson, with the New York Jets. That's understandable. Peyton Manning led the NFL in interceptions his rookie year, with, I think, around 20. And they went 3-13. Look at what he turned into. It's an early stage of the process for Trevor Lawrence. He's big, strong, talented. You know, he's got some weapons to throw to. He's trying to figure it out. Will Lou Anarumo and the Bengals defense continue to play at a high level and give him a tough way to go? It's going to start with stopping the run, controlling the run like they've done so well all season long. No running back has rushed for more than 61 yards against the Cincinnati Bengals defense. They have two backs, Robinson and Hyde, who have combined 50 carries, 255 yards. That's over 5 yards a carry from their 1-2 punch at the running back position. That is pretty darn good. They may try to emphasize that running game a little bit more and take some of the pressure off of Trevor Lawrence. The Bengals have to make them one-dimensional. Control that running game, make Trevor Lawrence have to throw to beat you. And I think they'd feel a lot better about that. But the Jacksonville Jaguars, it's not a situation where you just say, take this for granted. This is a victory. It's over and done with. Defensively, they run the same type of scheme as the Pittsburgh Steelers. So there's some continuity to that with a short week. They play a 3-4 base defense, but they'll morph to a 4-3 or a 4-2-5 nickel package look very, very quickly, like most teams in the NFL do. Their two primary playmakers are at the linebacker position. Miles Jack makes a lot of plays for them. Watch him, number 44 in your program, and keep an eye on him. He's involved in a lot of plays. Josh Allen, the edge rush guy out of Kentucky, has got good upfield burst. He's got a couple of sacks on this season. He's a darn good football player. So offensively, you know, bottom line is continue to try to establish Joe Mixon. You get Joe Mixon running downhill with that big, powerful body that he has and make it where they can't really stop the run, and you're in second and third and makeable situations, you avoid getting off schedule, second and third and long situations, and give Joe Burrow a two-way go, you know, in play caller. Zach Taylor can either run or throw on second or third down. That's when you have the defense in a pinch. So that running game, that has to be in tune again. And Joe Burrow, take care of the football. The biggest problem the Jacksonville Jaguars have right now, they are -8 in the turnover department after three games. They've only got one takeaway, and they've given it away 9 times. Trevor Lawrence has lost a fumble, and he's thrown 7 interceptions. So the big thing is, can you continue that trend? Force some takeaways. Protect the football on your side of things. Turnover battle is always the key to every football game at almost every single level. When you win the turnover margin, high percent of the time, you're going to win the football game. And with the Cincinnati Bengals, it's even more the case. Right now, under Zach Taylor, when they win the turnover margin, 6-2-1. 0-17 when they lose it. That's night and day. 2-7 when the turnover battle is equal. But 0-17 when they lose it. So if they lose the turnover battle, they have not won a football game yet under Zach Taylor. That is the bottom line. So the turnover ratio is going to be big in this football game, just like it is in every football game. I think there's an interesting story that took place between Urban Meyer and Vic Fangio, the head coach of the Denver Broncos. When they played Denver in week 2, Vic Fangio said he had never really met Urban Meyer. They had a good conversation before the game and after the game, shaking hands. And I can't remember if it was pregame or after the game, but Urban Meyer said to Vic Fangio, "Man, the NFL, it's no joke. Every week it's like playing Alabama." That's exactly right. That's what life is like in the National Football League. Everybody has players, and that's the key. Respect your opponent. Respect every single opponent. Whether they've won 18 of their last 19 games or only won one of their last 19 games. Never fear an opponent. Respect your opponent. Do your job, and things will turn out okay. If the Bengals can beat the Jacksonville Jaguars on Thursday night and go 3-1 in the overall, 1-0 in the division, and that division victory is a road win, sitting in pretty good shape.
Hi, Dave Lapham here. Have you heard about In the Trenches with Dave Lapham, presented by First Star Logistics? Catch new episodes from the world of sports and broadcasting. Search for In the Trenches with Dave Lapham on YouTube or wherever you get your podcasts.